Perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight!
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall! It's out of here! It's out of here!
Got the distance, doesn't have the accuracy!
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We're live on the Roar. On a Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. I'm sorry. William Plunkett, Ben Milstead live inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a strong connection. I wanted to give a sign of life to the guy who wondered if I was there yet. So I'm here. The second is, the speakers were very loud in there because I gave just a very normal, hey, how y'all doing? And Ben Milstead was like, whoa! He did a legitimate, like, it was a shockwave. So, that's new. thank y'all for joining us this morning. We're going to be on until about 10:40-ish. Facts and Childress and Tori Neiman with Clemson Women's Basketball down at Charleston Southern this morning. Little matinee. So, we have so much time for activities, but not enough time. How are you, Ben Milstead?
Quark, I am fine this beautiful morning. I am. Texture says, what the quark at 9 a.m. is happening? I love that.
What the quark.
Yeah, what the quark.
Wendy's Coffee doing work this morning. Doing work.
We had our first ever, that I'm aware of, breakfast DoorDash today, courtesy of DoorDash, Wendy's, and William Quackenbush. We all just stood in the lobby and stared at one another as the DoorDash lady handed him a what you having over there? Coffee and
this is a coffee and some apple slices and a bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin.
Man.
Phenomenal.
It does sound good. Not
Anderson,
lie.
Oconee, Pickens County, Wendy's
location. Don't know that I've ever had sliced apples for breakfast, but no problem with that.
Sometimes you just need a little. Need a little juice. You know, my wife, she got her grandma's old juicer. Like, it's old. You can tell it was like made by hand by a smith. Okay.
Uh huh.
And she has been just like You know the when Ron Swanson finds the old typewriter and is just, I'm gonna type every word I know. America, butthole, and he's just like typing all the words. He's typing all the words. And she just does that with fruit now. She just, like, juices fruit. So she just made this random orange juice, pineapple juice, and ginger concoction this morning. And it was really good. And so, you know, I'm ordering my food. I'm like, you know what? I just want more fruit. I just want a little fruit in my life this morning. And so I forewent the hash browns and instead went with the apple slices.
I didn't even know you could order that from Wendy's. So I've learned something already today. A friend of mine told me not long ago that when he hears our intro, which normally plays at about 12:05 every day, that his body immediately becomes hungry because it is that audible signal to his body that it is lunchtime. And so I'm wondering if he's hungry this morning after hearing that.
Enjoy second breakfast is all I'm saying. I hope it's great. You doing okay this morning?
I am doing
feeling
fine.
Good?
Yeah.
The texters.
I'm good. Home from basketball about 10 o'clock last night, and now we're here 9 a.m. to talk about it and other things. So,
We don't have as much time for nonsense today, but there's always room for a little, just a little mini nonsense.
It wouldn't be out of bounds without a little nonsense.
That's right. We're not inbounds today, boys and girls. You made a statement I think is quite profound. You were talking about Christmas villains earlier, and I think it's one of the best. I think it's one of the best takes you've ever had.
Why were we talking about Christmas villains?
Because for some reason at the end of SportsCenter, we were watching a horse race with Santa versus the Grinch at Saratoga, like around the track. The Grinch beat Santa. Santa beat the Grinch. I don't even remember who won.
The Grinch won.
Okay. And so Ben Milstead says, what's your take?
I have no problem with the Grinch, but I hate that the Grinch has become a part of Christmas. Why do we feel like Christmas needs a villain? If you think Christmas needs a villain, you're sort of missing the reason for the season.
Right. And you know what? I didn't think about a Christmas villain. I didn't think about it like that. But when you said it, it did spark something in me. When you see the Grinch in the wild, okay, which you do see the Grinch in the wild now, he just is floating about, you're almost more likely to see the Grinch than you are to see Santa.
Free range Grinch. Yes.
That's right. That's right. When you see the Grinch out there in the wild, the vibe that the Grinch is giving off is like mid-movie Grinch. It's not even the reformed Christmas got me in my heart. It's not even that Grinch. Oh, the humanity. I mean, it's not even that Grinch, the one whose heart grew three sizes that day. It's the one whose heart was one-fourth the size, or whatever it is, one-third the size. I don't know why Christmas needs a villain, but the story of the Grinch is not that it stops mid-movie. But I feel like if you're wearing a Grinch costume out there, try to do it in the way that the Grinch would have done it when he's singing with the Who's down in Whoville and not when he's trying to steal Christmas.
Eric reminds us that the Grinch did have a change of heart. That's an excellent point. I have sort of missed that. Thank you. To Quok's point, we sort of celebrate the Grinch in his mean state before the heart change, if you will.
That's right.
I hope folks understand the way this is intended. We're just having fun.
The texters are actually pushing back against the Grinch as a villain. Okay, so if the Grinch is not the villain, okay, in the Jim Carrey Grinch, we know that basically that movie, spoiler alert for the kids, the movie's been out 25 years, that the Grinch is basically made this way by the mean people in Whoville. And Cindy Lou Who and the Grinch are the actual only good people in that movie rendition. We don't get an origin story in the classic version. The Peacock version's great because the Grinch is just sort of a curmudgeon. He's just sort of like, meh, I don't want to do this. But he's not like evil. It's just Benedict Cumberbatch being quirky and Kenan Thompson being quirky.
Phenomenal question here. Texters are all over. You know, texters are sharp at 9:13 in the morning. I still need clarification on whether the Grinch is his name, species, or occupation. That's fantastic.
Oh, touche. Touche. That's very good. That's incredibly good.
Is the Grinch the number one Christmas villain?
Yes. Who's the bigger Christmas? The Abominable Snowman. In the Rudolph claymation, gotta be better. The Abominable Snowman, I was reading, so Hollis likes to read books, and so I was reading at my in-laws the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer book, and literally on page one, it's like this nice children's story, Christmas Town was wonderful, but also there's the Abominable Snowman who likes to eat reindeer, and I'm like, what? We're saying eats reindeer on page one of this children's book. This is like from Golden Book. Page one at the bottom, it's like, and remember, the Abominable Snowman would eat all the reindeer. Like, what are we talking about?
Page two, how to gut and harvest a deer.
What are we doing? What are we talking about? Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, good ones there. That's Jeff, a good Eric, one. A couple get in with that one.
Although, if we're going to say Scrooge, the Grinch is a hero...
That's right.
Ebenezer. does the same thing, has a Zacchaeus moment in there. He just gives back more than he took.
A lot of Krampus. I refuse to acknowledge Krampus. That is the Halloweeners who don't know their role. Like, they're stay in your lane,
Hans
people.
Hans Gruber.
Don't get me started. We're talking about Christmas
That's
characters,
violent.
Not July characters.
That is violence. That's unbelievable. Miles Finch from Elf is the smallest villain.
Call me little one more time. That is one of my favorite
that's so messed up.
Characters.
That is a great character. Oh, man. What an actor. What a freaking actor. I watched Game of Thrones religiously. I had no idea that Dinklage was both of those. Oh, my God. That's incredible.
I have a friend that's really short, and we're in a group text, and every now and then when he gets angry, we all just send him that clip where he runs across the table. And drop kicks.
The Wet Bandits. People are talking about the Wet Bandits. You know, we are this
We're not
close.
Talking about Diego Pavia textures.
Are we talking about the Christmas elf, Diego Pavia? It's like the Krampus elf is Diego Pavia. We are this close to a Wet Bandits origin story, aren't we?
I don't know who that is.
Like, that's coming. Those are the guys who robbed the house in Home Alone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Harry and Marv, is that their names? We're this close to an origin story about Harry and Marv, aren't we? Like, how have we not gotten that yet? Every Disney villain has an origin story. The Grinch has 50 origin stories. Why do we not have an origin story for the Wet Bandits?
Great, great question.
I just need to say that out loud. Your thoughts before we go to our first break. Your thoughts on general thoughts on basketball. We're gonna break it down here this morning.
Well, when we were last with you at 3 o'clock yesterday, as we parted, I said if the game's 78-70, it's going to favor Clemson. If it's 68-60, it will favor South Carolina. Turns out it was 68-61, and it favored Clemson. So there you go. The game was gross, like it always is.
It was disgusting.
It was just an ugly game. Not ugly effort, but Clemson and Carolina just have a way of making that matchup just sort of dirty. And not dirty in a bad way, you know what I mean. So it was... One thing that really bothers me about that is there are some casual fans, you know, maybe you're just diehard football, but you watch the Clemson Carolina basketball game because it's your rival, and you think that that's how every basketball game looks. It is not. We don't normally have 54 free throw attempts in basketball games. Not normally. The officials.
If you knew the crew, you're not shocked.
Yeah, Ron Gruver was the lead. He's one of the best officials rankings-wise there is, but those three guys fell into the trap of that a lot of ACC officials, and SEC too for that matter, fall into where you call the game one way in one half and another in the other half. And the second half was just – it was just like – fingernails on a chalkboard. You just cringed the whole time.
My wife and I are driving to the game. She gets a text, and I thought someone died in our family because she went, and I was like, okay, who died in our family? And she said, she got a text, and it said three words. Joe, fill in the blank, Lindsay. That's what the text said.
Joe freaking Lindsay. Yeah.
So we knew we were in for a real treat. Yeah. I do like Ron Gruber, though. Ron Gruber's he's a good official.
He is. And then, you know, what made that worse is that Clemson was just horrible from the foul line. And I do think that South Carolina almost intentionally played more aggressive underneath the basket in the second half because they knew that Clemson was really struggling from the line. It was a little bit of a hack-a-shack on Carter Welling there for a while. And it was a good strategy because Clemson was just not good from the foul line last night. Welling was 5 of 13, and, you know, if Clemson hits their foul, if they just shoot percentage from the foul line, it's a pretty comfortable win. But they did not, and that was really an ugly part of the game last night.
I have one stat on the free throws, and we come back, that will shock, amaze, and astound you. But first, let me give you a stat on Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. The stat really is just more of a calendar observation, which is it's Wednesday, and on Wednesday, the deals reset. And it's 9:21 in the morning, and you're asking yourself, okay, we need groceries. What are we going to get? Let's make a list. How about check those new Wendy's deals first? That's always what I do.
Ingles deals. Yes.
What did I do? What did I say?
Wendy's, Ingles, both fantastic.
Ingles
with
deals. Thank you for that. Yeah. Both fantastic with deals. I've already taken advantage of the Wendy's deal. Now I'm going to take advantage of the Ingles deals that do reset on Wednesdays. Ingles, low prices, love the savings. Thank you. Thank you for that. By the way, I went in there. I told you a couple weeks ago I saved 20 cents in one trip to Ingles. 2 days ago, saved 20 cents in one trip to Ingles.
Nice.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. On not from groceries, but on gas, per gallon gas. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort. While it's colorless and odorless, we've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
As the weather gets colder and sports now moves to games on hardwood floors, gridirons, and more.
At Straight Up Sports, we will keep the full court press on.
With weekly series from legendary writers Bob Gillespie and Scott Kiefer.
Plus input from Mark Sturgis and more.
You'll get that story written like days gone by.
There's also new links and videos added to the site every week as well.
You can catch this all-star lineup at Straight Up Sports on Facebook or online at straightupsports.net.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
Holiday shopping time is running out, so give a gift that actually gets used. Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, home of Rhino Linings of Greenville, has gift certificates ready for the ladies and the men on your list. From spray-on bedliners and protective coatings to lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, steps, and custom accessories. And they can upgrade their ride any way they want, whether they work hard, play hard, or hit the trails every weekend. This is the gift they'll remember long after the holidays are over. Don't wait. Grab holiday gift certificates now at odysseyvehicleoutfitters.com and wrap up something Rhino tough.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Lowcountry Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today. LowcountryMale.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
So searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with an April Air dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
Target's last-minute deals are here, right on time to get you holiday ready in no time. Snap beauty gift sets for every style, the hottest toys, can't-miss entertainment, crowd-pleasing candy, and much more. All under $20. Whether you're hosting or welcoming surprise guests, you'll be ready for all of it for less. Grab them now before they're gone. Last-minute deals under $20. Happening now, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
It's the holiday season, but it's also the bowl season.
To the 10, to the 5, touchdown!
We'll break down every bowl game throughout the month of December, right here on The Roar.
You know, Jed makes a good point on the Adam McIrvin text line. He says, besides Welling, Clemson was 14 of 18 from the line last night. So really, it was a hack of Shaq, but it was hack of Carter. It was one guy that was responsible for two-thirds of the misses.
Team sport, Jed. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
You all got to run for Carter's missed free throws. Welling, by the way, his last missed free throw was the West Virginia game before last night. He had made 14 straight free throws.
Yeah, that's not been a hallmark of this team. I mean, they're not great from the line, but they're not bad either. But yeah, last night, for whatever reason, the ironic thing is, I was talking to Roy Philpott before the game, who did TV last night.
Great to
did
see
a great
him
job.
Last night, yeah.
So I hear, I was there, so I didn't hear him. But, you know, so Roy's asking me my thoughts about the team and such, and I said, and the team's warming up. I was like, Carter Welling might be the big surprise, actually. I think he's the one that's better than advertised. And I looked for him, and I couldn't find him. Which, you know, that's at the time of pregame, that's not all that uncommon. So I went upstairs, and there's a room where we can get a little bit of food beforehand that looks down over to the practice gym, and Carter Welling's in the practice gym by himself. And again, that's not uncommon that players will be on one floor or the other, but he's the only one in there. He's shooting foul shots. I mean, like, he's literally working on this before the game started. He's working on something that hasn't been an issue for him. And then for him to go into the game and, you know, the first couple – just didn't fall, and I think it was one of those things, maybe just got in his head a little bit. And then I would imagine, as a player, and this has certainly never happened to me, heaven forbid, that people intentionally foul you because you're really good around the basket. I got to wonder if there's a mental thing when you know people are fouling you on purpose to put you to the line. Does that not increase the pressure on the line?
It's like when you know in your brain, I'm having a hard time hitting inside fastballs. Like you, like that's a strike. Like you can swing at that pitch. You have an opportunity to hit it, but you're already beat when you swing because you know I can't hit that pitch right now.
Right.
It's very. I think it's similar to that.
Texter asked, "What's the verdict on Zach Foster?" That was perhaps the worst that came out of the game last night. We do not know the verdict. There's an MRI today. Coach Brownell said in post game that. Be an MRI on him this afternoon. I watched closely through binoculars to the treatment and the assessment of Zach Foster behind the bench, and it did not look great. They did try to get him to walk to the locker room on crutches, and he refused and walked himself, but they were doing ACL type of assessment, you know, where you're comparing the movement of one knee to the other and all that. So you gotta just hope and pray for the best for Zach, certainly. You know, and then Buddy Johnson gets injured at that. I don't think that's anything major, but I mean, he took a hard fall. He was holding his left wrist, and then it was more his left quad and hamstring area, and they were putting heat and massage on that. So I wouldn't expect anything long term on him. If you know, hopefully those are both guys that can come back right away. You've only got one game between now and December 31st. Which is Sunday. So that's if you're going to go down and need a little extra time, now's the time to do that. Thankfully, you're really deep at guard. And
not as deep as you'd like now. I mean, it goes away kind of fast.
But if you were not, you would not have won the game last night because Ace Buckner had himself a game.
Yes. I loved watching Ace Buckner play. I loved watching his game last night. The confidence of a guy that has not been shooting the ball very well, to me, that there's something very special about that. When a guy starts to see it go in, and then you see the demeanor when he has the ball in his hands completely change. Ace Buckner, he made a couple of moves to get himself free last night that I'm not sure he would have had the confidence to make against Mercer. And you know what? Sometimes having an extended run on the floor gives you more time to feel good. Sometimes when you do have a lot of guys, if you miss your first couple and you're a little bit down in the dumps, it's easy to take you out of the game and put somebody in who's just playing a little better off the jump. Well, when you have to kind of ride Ace Buckner the way Clemson did because you didn't have Johnson, you didn't have Foster in the second half, then it gives him a little time to work into that. By the end of the game, if he had the ball, I was yelling, shoot.
Yes.
I mean, even from three where he's shooting a terrible percentage, I'm like, shoot the ball. Because you could tell he's just feeling a lot better about himself.
And, you know, I would imagine he probably gets tired of the comparisons to his dad. I never heard him say that, but, you know, I'm sure he wants to kind of carve his own path. I can't help but think about Greg Buckner when – the undersized guy's driving to the basket, and he doesn't care how big you are. He doesn't care if you weigh 290 pounds. I'm going to take it right at your chest. I'm going to draw contact. If you knock me down, fine. I'm going to either make the basket or I'm going to go to the line or I'm going to do both.
And he makes them all.
And he makes them. He is great, especially for a redshirt freshman, to not be scared to take it to the hole like that. Is Marquise Reed's the last guard that I remember who just was not scared to take it in hard into the middle. Others have tried. I should say effectively take it in hard.
He's got a little bit of the Josh Beadle, where, like, you know, every game, and he's better than Beadle, but the Josh Beadle thing where, like, two times a game, once in each half, if Beadle played 10 minutes, he was gonna try two shots a game, probably one in each half, that were impossible. That you go, how did you even think to do that? Mm-hmm. And he was going to miss one, and you were going to yell and scream at him, and then he was going to make the next one. Ace Buckner kind of does that, where you're looking around, you're like, well, there's no – Michael, there's no road there. Like, you just – you're kind of like, where are you going? And he ends up getting to the rim somehow and taking a shot that, again, it requires some imagination, and he's able to get the ball because he's strong. He approaches the rim strong. He's not fading on anything. He's not turning and twisting. He's just going up strong. I believe I'm right. In fact, I'm not even going to quote this stat without checking the numbers because this is a really good stat. He was in double figures. You know, Ace Buckner started game five, I think, of this. Yeah, the North Alabama game, because he had been playing so well early in the year. He had double figures the first three games. In the six games before last night, Ace Buckner scored a combined 14 points in six games. The guy drops 19 last night against the Gamecocks. And I know what you said about Greg, but if you think I didn't spend five whole minutes during the second half last night trying to look up Greg Buckner's box scores against South Carolina, you're a crazy person. I didn't find them, but I looked. I looked really hard in the bowels of the internet to find that stuff.
One other thing about, well, a couple things about Ace is he's listed at 6'3". Folks, he's not 6'3".
No. No.
I am 6'2 on a good day, and he and I are eye to eye at best. So,
6'2 on it. What are you on a rough day? That's 6'1 and a half.
I kind of slunched over. I don't know. But what... The 17 or 19 points rather by Ace were impressive. He also gave you seven rebounds, which tied for most in the game by on either team.
Where the opponent has 2 7 footers and you've got mostly bigs.
Yes. So yeah, Ace saved you. Ace saved your bacon last night.
What did you think of South Carolina last night?
I think South Carolina played hard. I think we described them perfectly yesterday.
Yes. Yes, we did.
They're an athletic team. Maybe not great basketball skill, but they're an athletic team. That is a team that is capable of upsetting some people this year. I think there was a combination of Michi Johnson having a little bit of an off night shooting last night and Clemson playing great on ball defense on Michi Johnson last night. That's a team that, listen, I got tremendous respect for him. I think he is a great basketball player. He just did not have a great night last night. And I don't think South Carolina can win without him being a high double-digit scorer.
One thing I had to remind myself of during a game is because I'm watching, and you're right about Johnson. I thought Johnson made some terrible choices on the floor. Like, I thought he settled for shots. He didn't try to attack. Like, you're turning on film of Clemson. We talked about it yesterday against Mercer, against BYU, the previous two games. If I'm a lead guard, I am doing everything in my power to clear out ISO and then attack with penetration. And then if help comes, I'm feeding the help. Now, he's not as big, he's not as tall as the Bonsa or Okoji from Mercer, but he's good enough to get in those spaces.
Sure.
My guy settled for a couple of threes from freaking Westminster.
Yeah.
There's no reason. There's 8 on the shot clock. You got time.
When you're struggling from three and just struggling shooting to begin with, 24-foot three-point attempts are not ideal.
The other thing I'd remind myself of last night is that South Carolina really missed Eli Ellis, I thought, in the game.
Sure.
Just as another guy that could kind of get in there. Not a good three-point shooter, but, again, like gets to the line a bunch. Just one of those attacking guys. They missed him. I thought Clemson... contrary to what I said before during yesterday's show, I thought Clemson's on-ball defense was terrific last night. On the guards, on Kreese Isendoko, like they did a great job on the guys with the ball. Now they fouled some, but they were much more impactful. They were impacting possessions defensively rather than letting offensive players dictate where the ball went and then trying to contest shots. I thought Clemson did a great job of that. We'll talk about that more on the other side. Need to tell you about Tiger Sports Shop. Go by and see him today. Downtown Clemson, Highway 123. Always open at tigersports.com. You got a week to shop. 1 week. I've got most of my Christmas done. Most of it is done. Some of it not done. The stuff that's not done, probably we're defaulting to Tiger Sports Shop at this point. Because you're just running out of options, folks. I mean. And you're not going to find better options. I was in there the other day. And I was going in there to buy something specific. And I got, I kid you not, 7 ideas. And then I got ideas for 2 additional people. It was going to be a quick trip in and out. 1 item. Bam. We're done. I knew what I was going to get. I changed my mind multiple times in the store and then got different ideas for other people on my list. That's what Tiger Sports Shop does to you. Again, go see them in Clemson. See them online at tigersports.com. 654 Roar, you want to join us? Hour 1 continues after this.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Draw Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com.
Merry Christmas.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to 4-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home
to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
You're listening to Facts on Sports with Faxon and John. Now let's get back to the show.
There might be kids in the car this morning.
That's great.
Why not?
Hour one continues out of bounds. William Guagamish, Ben Milstead with you. This hour brought to you by our friends at Underdog. I want to thank a 1,000-yard rusher, your friend and mine, Jacksonville State quarterback. You know what? I'm not even going to say his name. It'll make me so mad. The guy goes for like negative rushing yards last night. Cost me a big payday in Underdog. Everything else I hit, I was like, oh, he's going for 100 yards against Troy. Troy averages 4.5 yards a carry allowed per game to everybody. They for sure are going to give up yards to this running quarterback. No. Didn't happen.
Creel?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Creel and Cooks, the running back for Jacksonville State, they've combined for 3,000 yards rushing this year.
So wouldn't you take higher than 102.5 yards?
You would think.
You'd be wrong. But I enjoyed playing, and I stayed up for the whole game just thinking he could reel off a 130-yard touchdown run right here. He could do it right now. Thanks to Underdog for giving me enjoyment after basketball last night. Sign up now. Play Underdog today. Use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playingatterms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org.
There was no other reason to watch that game last night other than if you were, you know, had something, some skin in the game. One other nugget that Tim Beret dropped after the game, and I actually meant to tweet it and give him credit and just simply forgot. Clemson closes out the 2025 calendar year 15-1 in Little John Coliseum.
Wow.
Their only loss, a triple overtime loss to Georgia Tech, that you won 14 different ways except the scoreboard.
Yeah.
That was the Nate George game, right?
Yes, it was. Nate,
right? That's his name. Yeah.
That's his name. Maybe Nathan. I don't know. Maybe he's changed his name to something at Syracuse.
Yeah, he transferred to Syracuse.
He did. Too. Yes, he did.
15-1, that is – boy, this is going to sting a little. Did you think you would live to see the day – that Clemson basketball would have a better home record than football in a calendar year?
Yikes. No. And by significant amount, by like games, plural. Kind of odd. And you know what? That leads me to another point, because I was thinking about this last night. I have to remind myself of this a lot. Texter pointed out, oh, man, the crowd. You know, the crowd just wasn't, it wasn't up to par last night. Let me explain something about the crowd, okay? No students. Were they standing the whole time? No. Did they respond to cues? I thought pretty well. Also, I sit higher in the arena. The radio is higher in the arena. Go, and not everybody can get down there, so I understand it. The effectiveness of the home arena cannot be felt in the current iteration of Little John Coliseum if you are walking around the concourse or above. It is much louder at the court level than you think it is if you're sitting 30 or 40 rows up or up in the upper deck. So you might watch the game and think, if it just doesn't seem that loud, like people don't seem that enthused. I thought the upper deck was pretty full last night. Like I looked up several times and I thought, well, there's not a ton of seats in here.
It was an official sellout last night.
Like I thought it was a pretty good, especially for like students are gone. Like it's hard to sell out on a weeknight. I know it's South Carolina, but it's kind of hard to sell out a weeknight at home. Again, without students there taking up, you know, 20-25% of the crowd, whatever it is. It is much louder on the floor and much more difficult on the floor than you think it is, especially with students in there. So if people are going and you sit in the top row and you think, man, I thought it'd be louder, you know, where's the crowd? I promise you it is a tougher game than you think it is.
I'm a little surprised by the comment on the text line that the crowd was not good last night. I didn't feel that. You're going to always have a little more juice, especially a game like that, when the students are there. But I thought the crowd was fine. Also, I go back to what we opened with. That was not a very pretty basketball game. You know,
great point.
Was not a very. It's hard to get excited when you're watching a free throw shooting contest, and it's hard to get excited when you know that you don't have a ton of threes going in. I mean, South Carolina's 4 of 26 from behind the arc. Clemson was 5 of 14. You didn't have a lot of those big moments.
The second half was a foul shooting contest.
So yeah, I mean, it's hard to get in the flow of a game too when it's like that. I don't have any problem with the crowd. Again, 15-1 in a calendar year. Crowd's got a little something to do with that, I promise you.
Let me tell you this too, okay? And 100%, that's exactly right. I'm glad you brought up that stat because I was trying to think how to respond to that text because I do think that's something that you might have felt last night. To me, there's also this little nugget matters. That the best crowds, and this has been true of Clemson forever, okay? The best Clemson crowds, and probably great crowds most places, are games you feel like you're going to lose. Or feel like you could lose. Or feel like if you win, it will feel like a euphoric moment, okay? This game against South Carolina, it would have been bad if you lost, and you're relieved that you won. Mm-hmm. Sort of. A lot of Clemson fans, even the at the end of the game, there was not this, like, I would say there was not this ongoing, like, we're going to win jubilation. It was, let's just get to the end of the game. You could feel that in the fans. Hey, we've got the lead. Let's just get to the end of the game. And then in the final minute, the fans were like, okay, whoo, won the game. When you're a double-digit favorite at home with no students, you're not going to have a 10 out of 10 crowd. But you might have an 8 out of – I thought last night was like an 8 out of 10.
I would agree with that.
Like, it was good in the moments. It was supposed to be good. Again, they responded to cues pretty well. I don't think it's a fan. I've said this many times before. It's not a fan base that naturally, like, all the time knows what to do in a basketball game.
So, judging by some of the texts that we're getting, I suspect that many of these opinions are drawn from people who were at home watching on TV. Apparently, the crowd mics were not very good last night. I'll tell you a theory on that in a moment. Also, Clemson has done most everything right when they build buildings. They messed up when they laid out Little John, where the gray seats are versus the cameras. They just did. I don't think there's any way around it. And I say that because people are talking about the gray seats. And the gray seats are the club area over there where listen, there's a bunch of TVs and food and drinks in the areas that you can't see, and it's really easy to stand back there and watch it on the TV and socialize instead of sitting in your seats. And I get it. I'm not blaming those people. Those people also, in large part, funded Little John Coliseum. So consider that when you criticize. At the same time, it would look so much better on TV if the cameras were on the other side. They're not. We just have to recognize that and deal with it. The environment behind the bench, the side that opposite the gray seats, is full top to bottom. I mean, yeah. From the rafters to the floor, it is full. It's a great, and TV does not show that. That does not mean the environment is bad at Little John.
That's correct.
Yeah. On the crowd mics, the issue that I have on the radio right now is the PA in Little John Coliseum is at an uncomfortable level. I've been to a million concerts. I know what loud is. I can deal with it. It is an uncomfortable level of noise from the PA to the point it is distorting, and it distorts my crowd mic on the radio.
Yes.
When there's any sort of break in the action, I have to continually ride that up and down because it will distort on the radio. I have a feeling that that is happening with TV also.
I would agree with that. You also have, because if the crowd mic is hot, like the announcers are right there. So there's a lot of noise that's picked up from the students because the announcers are right there at the student section. And there are not many arenas where the TV is on the side where the students are literally right there on the court. So you'll have the opposite problem where people will go, the mics are so hot, I can hear individual students yelling the entire game. So we hear that too. So there's a balance there. And again, that would be more of a layout problem. Mm-hmm. With where people are sitting and that kind of stuff.
I don't mind the music, and in fact, I appreciate what they do in the arenas, football and basketball. I recognize that's not necessarily for me. That's for the younger generation. That's for the players. That's for the recruits. I'm fine with that. But last night in particular was an uncomfortable decibel level.
I can also say this.
And I heard that from a lot of people.
Yes. You can talk. You talk about the gray seats. If you go to a game, at some point right around tip-off, I would encourage you to look, if you're at the game, and particularly if you're on the opposite side, like it's hard to do if you're on the same side, but if you're on the opposite side, I did this last night. Look during the national anthem at how many people are in that area above the gray seats. Those seats are occupied. Those are not people that didn't show up. But there's an area where people can mill around, they can sit at tables, they can talk, whatever. And then there's the option to go down and sit and enjoy the game. There were a lot of, I watched during the anthem. That area back there was full of people last night. So yeah, the optics of that section are different from the occupancy, if that makes sense.
Whole lot of agreement on the Little John takes there. In conclusion here, I would just say if you are there, and many of you were last night, I think you would agree that it's a good environment. I mean, it really is. Last night was a good crowd, and you needed that crowd. I think the team got the spark off of the crowd a few times, where they had to have a defensive stop and such. So 15-1 in a calendar year. A lot of that is the players, coaches. A lot of that is crowd.
100%. Hour one is in the books. We got some college football to talk. We'll continue to talk Clemson, South Carolina if you want as well. 654-ROAR, you want to get on the phones. Adams Curving text line. We'll return next.
Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break?
Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, the most premium insulation option to insulate your home while also sealing any air leaks. Spray foaming the roof deck of your attic can also get you the opportunity to turn your attic into usable space and is the ultimate pest control solution. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
As the weather gets colder and sports now moves to games on hardwood floors, gridirons, and more.
At Straight Up Sports, we will keep the full court press on.
With weekly series from legendary writers Bob Gillespie and Scott Kiefer.
Plus input from Mark Sturgis and more.
You'll get that story written like days gone by.
There's also new links and videos added to the site every week as well.
You can catch this all-star lineup at Straight Up Sports on Facebook or online at straightupsports.net.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Ooh.